Hare Krishna. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute Krishna prema. Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. The main purpose of his appearance is to distribute Krishna Prema. And the means for his distribution of Krishna Prema was Sankirtan. He started a new kind of sacrifice, yajna, and that is Sankirtan yajna. What is yajna? Yajna is the process of sacrifice. Sacrifice means offered to Krishna. What is the mantra for sacrifice? Idam Krishnaya na mama. This is for Krishna, not for me, not mine. This is Krishna's, not mine. Ishavasyam idam sarvam. Ishavasyam idam sarvam. Everything belongs to Krishna. So if everything belongs to Krishna, then everything must be offered to Krishna also. So this offering to Krishna is called yajna. Generally, the yajna is performed through the fire sacrifice. And in the sacrificial fire, one offers his offerings. And then after making the offering, idam Krishnaya namama. But Mahaprabhu started a different kind of sacrifice, and that sacrifice is congregational chanting of the Mahamantra, congregational chanting of the holy name. And we have to offer ourselves into that. And that is the ultimate purpose of sacrifice. First we offer whatever belongs to us or we think belongs to us. And what is the ultimate sacrifice? In fire sacrifice, you have seen that banana. What is the last offering? That banana. And what is the banana representing? The banana is representing yourself. So it's common sense understanding that when you are offering, just giving what belongs to us is not enough. The ultimate offering should be ourselves. And that is what we have to do in Sankirtan. Offer ourselves. And this Sankirtan has two aspects. Chanting and making others chant. We chant ourselves and we make others to chant also. So we have to offer ourselves in these two actions. First we chant ourselves like we chant, we start our spiritual life by chanting in the beads, japa. And then we become engaged in chanting congregationally. We join the chanting, congregational chanting. And then when we become more advanced, then what do? We engage others. We lead and others. First we follow And then we lead and others follow. So that is the process. Engage others. First we have to become engaged ourselves. First we must learn and then we must teach. First we must follow and then we must lead. And Prabhupada pointed out that this movement is meant to create leaders. But in order to become a good leader, first we have to become a good follower. In order to become a good teacher, we have to first become a good student. It's a good student that makes a good teacher. It's a good follower that makes a good leader. And a good leader always thinks that he doesn't think that he is a leader. He thinks he is a follower. Always. He is always the follower of his spiritual master. And he is always the follower of the Vaishnavas. Although he assumes the title of master, but he knows that he is the eternal servant. His position is that of a servant. So that is the most wonderful gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came and gave Krishna prema. He came to give Krishna prema. And the way he gave it is through the Sankirtan movement. Jaggai Sankirtana Prayaira. And Jajanti hi Sumedhasaha. Who will worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through this very special sacrifice? Sumedhasaha. Those who are intelligent. The real sign of one's intelligence will be shown through this participation. Generally people think that the sign of intelligence is through his material success. But the ultimate consideration of intelligence is not really material success. It is the spiritual success. The ultimate purpose of the ultimate purpose of education is to become a devotee. Sheshe Biddar Fal Janiho Nishchay Krishna Pado Padme Jano Chitto Britti Roy Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai Shri Shri Gornitai Ki Jai Shila Prabhupada Ki. The ultimate purpose of education, learning, is to become fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna Pado Padme Jano Chitto Britti Roy, so that the mind becomes completely absorbed in serving the lotus feet of Krishna. So that is the real indication. And what is the result of that? Material success brings name, fame and wealth. But what spiritual success will give us? Spiritual success will free us from the suffering condition of this material world. Sangsar sangsmriter bhayat. Becoming free from the fear of the cycle of birth and death. Charanam Iyosham Sangsmriter Bhayat. The nectar of Krishna's lotus feet will free us from the condition of birth and death. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtan movement after taking initiation from Shripad Ishwarpuri. He went to Gaya to perform the Shraddha of his father. His father left the planet, and it is a custom in India to perform the Shraddha ceremony. And Gaya is the place which is designed for this performing Shraddha ceremony. There is a river called Baitarani. This Baitarani river is the river between river in front of Jamalaya. So general understanding is that after death, due to sinful activities, one goes to Jamalaya, but through the Shraddha ceremony one is prevented from going to Jamalaya. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father, he is an eternally liberated associate of the Lord. So, but just as Krishna, when he comes, he performs, he acts like an ordinary person. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was more so. At least Krishna came as, he displayed himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't. He was just acting like a Brahmana, ordinary Brahmana person. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had this very unique role to play as a devotee. And also during his early life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not playing as a devotee. During early life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a big, arrogant debater, nayayik, naya, logic, and he used to challenge everybody and defeat everybody. It has been said that with his arguments, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could make the day become night. He would prove that actually the day is night. And then he would reverse it. Then he would establish, no, the day is actually day. So this is how smart he was in his, you can say, word jugglery. With the word jugglery based on logic, not just. And he used to challenge everybody, come, fight with me. So one day Srivas Thakur saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming. He was coming from that side, he saw Mahaprabhu coming from this side. And Srivas Thakur turned around and to avoid Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He noticed it. So he ran after him. He said, hey, why did you stop? Why are you avoiding me? I saw you are coming this way, but as soon as you saw me, you changed your course, and why are you avoiding me? So Srivas Thakur told him, then Nimai, why are you wasting your time always by these arguments and debate? That's not the goal of life. The goal of life actually is to become a devotee of the Lord. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you know, someday I'll become such a great devotee that you all will become awestruck. And they used to pray also, if Nimai Pandit became a devotee, then this will be such a victory for all of us. Because he is the greatest scholar of the time. He is so brilliant in all respects. He is so beautiful. He is so handsome. He is so unique in his character. And he is so learned, so scholarly. And that's what happened. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya. He may already met Ishwarpuri before in Navadvip, but now Ishwarpuri was in Gaya. He met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, met him, and he requested him to give him initiation. So Ishwarpuri agreed and gave him initiation. Ishwarpuri knew that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still, because this was Lord's pastime, so he played his specific role in that pastime, and it has been mentioned that Ishwar Puri ke dhanno korilen Sri Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by taking initiation from Ishwar Puri, he actually glorified Ishwar Puri. Glorified Ishwar Puri that way. But something very strange happened right after he took initiation. He became mad, which he actually described to Prakashananda Saraswati, as I was mentioning yesterday. When Prakashananda Saraswati asked him, Krishna Chaitanya, you are a sannyasi, you should be absorbed in studying and discussing Vedanta. Like, why are you frivolously singing and dancing? And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied to that, that Guru More Murkho Dekhi Korilo Shashan. Seeing me a fool, considering me or recognizing me as a fool, my spiritual master told me that you don't have any eligibility to study Vedanta. You simply chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He gave me the mantra. He didn't say Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He said he gave me the mantra. And he said, simply chant this mantra. Now, as I started to chant the mantra, I lost my composure. I don't know what happened to me. I couldn't control myself. I couldn't keep myself steady. And I started to behave like a madman. So I went to my spiritual master and asked him, Kiva mantra dila guru, kiva tar bol, jopite jopite mantra korilo pagol. Oh my spiritual master, what kind of mantra did you give me? By chanting this mantra, I have become mad. So then my spiritual master told me that this is the quality of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is the characteristic of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That when one chants this mantra properly, then in his heart he experiences Krishna Prem. He develops his love for Krishna. And it is due to that that he loses his material composure, material consciousness, and becomes completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So, in this way, that was my spiritual. So this is what happened to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Generally, less informed people, less intelligent people thought that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became mad. They thought that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became insane. This insanity is caused by the imbalance of air. Actually, according to the Vedic understanding, all the diseases are caused by the imbalance of air. Especially mental diseases. Kapha, Pitta and Vayu. Kapha means mucus, which is the result of water. Pitta is bile, which is the outcome of fire. And Vayu, which is the outcome of air. So due to the imbalance of air, insanity takes place. So they thought that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became mad, became insane. But actually, as he himself admitted, that it is due to Krishna Prem, due to achieving unalloyed love for Krishna, that one loses his composure. That is called Dibba Unmadana or Premon Madana. Divine madness, Dibba Unmadana or Premon Madana. Madness due to love for Krishna. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtan movement. So he came back to Navadvip and he started to only chant. And he was teaching, but what you teach would simply center around the holy name. He would teach grammar and the grammar would be centered around the holy name. Taking the cue from that, the grammar for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas has started called Harinamamrita Vyakaran. Harinamamrita. Vyakaran means grammar. The grammar that is based on holy name. And anyway, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this way started the chanting of the holy name. And this Sankirtan actually started in the house of Srivash Thakur. What is this holy name? This congregational chanting, what is actually, what it actually indicates? In order to understand that, we have to understand that Srivash Thakur's house or Srivash Thakur's courtyard is actually the place of rasa dance in Vrindavan. Vrindavan and Navadvip is two sides of Golok. One can say that Vrindavan and Navadvip are the two sides of the same coin. One side of the coin is this, the other side of the coin is that. So whatever is there in Vrindavan is there in Navadvip. Only the mood is different. Same Krishna. In Vrindavan, Krishna is enjoying Krishna prema. The devotees love him so much. Especially the gopis of Vrindavan. Their love for him is the highest. And that loving exchange is displayed or enacted through rasa dance. The most intimate loving exchange between Krishna and the gopis is the rasa dance. So in rasa dance, Krishna is enjoying the loving relationship. And in Vrindavan, in Srivash Thakur's house, he is distributing that. So what do we see then? In Vrindavan, what is rasa dance? In Navadvip, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, that is Naam Sankirtan, Sankirtan. So this Sankirtan, this is how we have to understand the importance of this Sankirtan, the value of this Sankirtan. It is just the chanting, not just chanting of the holy name as such. It is actually the other side of rasa dance. That is why it is said that those who are in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, they are also in Vrindavan. To distribute, you have to have it yourself. Unless you have it, how can you give it? So So in through the process of distributing Krishna Prem, we are naturally receiving Krishna Prem. So that is the glory of the Sankirtan. So in Sri Vash Thakur's house, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chanting at night. And there is a consideration of qualification. Mahaprabhu is taking the, Mahaprabhu is considering the qualification. Unqualified people are not allowed there. No matter whoever it was. Like, if one is not qualified, according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's calculation, he wouldn't have any entrance. And that is where the brahmanas complained. Because they were not allowed there. The gate was locked in Shivashanga. And unqualified people were not allowed. And that is where the brahmanas, becoming envious, they went and reported. Even sometimes there is some brahmachari. He's so austere that he would only drink milk. He wouldn't take anything else but milk. And everyone considered, oh, he should get entrance. But Mahaprabhu said, why? Oh, he only drinks milk. So what? Just austerity is not the qualification. The qualification is pure heart. Of course, then again we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was considering about the qualification for entrance to Sankirtan. But Nityananda Prabhu did not. He said, okay, anybody. Rather, he went out of his way to give it to Jagai and Madhai. And Srila Prabhupada became even more magnanimous. Nityananda Prabhu distributed only to Indians. But Srila Prabhupada went and distributed this Krishna Prem to the people, the fallen, degraded souls of the age of Kali all over the world. So this is how we see that how Nityananda Prabhu and his followers and his representatives are so magnanimous, so munificent. Nityananda Prabhu is announcing, just chant the holy name and with the price you buy me, you purchase me. Yatheshtam re bhrato kuru hari hari dhanu manisham. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Lalita Vishakha Devi ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. One day, Srivash's mother-in-law, she was hiding. She wanted to watch what's happened actually at night. So she was hiding, most probably under the bed. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that day says, what happened? Today I'm not getting that mood. I'm not feeling the ecstasy. Shivash, did any unqualified individual come in? Shivash looked around and said, no, it's our usual membership that are present. Then again Mahaprabhu said, something is wrong. I'm not feeling the mood. Srivash Thakur this time went inside to look. And he looked at the under the bed. And he found his mother-in-law. He just got hold of her and threw her out of the house. So, no consideration of even mother-in-law, father-in-law, Only consideration is, whoever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts can be in this night's nocturnal party of chanting the holy name. Another wonderful example that Sivas Prabhu cited was Mahaprabhu was chanting, and at that time his son died. His son died. So Sivas heard something, and he went inside the house and he found that his son is dead. So he told his family members, his wife and other female, please don't cry. Because if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finds out, he will stop the Sankirtan. And that will be worse than even death to me. If you do that, if Mahaprabhu stops his Sankirtan due to your crying, then straight away I'll go to Ganga and I'll drown myself. So the ladies refrained from, checked themselves from crying. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told Sivas, Sivas, why I'm not feeling this mood today? What happened? Sivas said, no, nothing, you know, everything is normal. Now please carry on with your Sankirtan. But Nityananda Prabhu told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you see, today Sivas's son died. But due to his fear that you may stop your Sankirtan, that's why he did not even tell anybody that his son died. Can you imagine, like, you know, son died and Sivas Thakur is totally unperturbed, unconcerned. All he is concerned about, let the Sankirtan go on, let nothing stop the Sankirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sivas, Sivas, how can you be so heartless? Your son died and you are carrying on with the Sankirtan? You didn't tell anybody? Then Sivas Thakur said, what can be more important than your chanting? Let my whole family die. I don't care. But let your Sankirtan go on. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, upon hearing that, he just went inside the house and he saw the boy lying on bed, dead. Boy's body is lying, dead body is lying there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, my boy, why did you leave? Your parents? Why did you leave your parents? Why? In such an untimely way. So come back. So the boy came back to life and sat up. But then he said, my Lord, which father, which mother you are talking about? I had so many fathers and mothers in so many different lives. Now which one are you talking about? So all these relationships that I had with the father and mother, they all were temporary. Some may have lasted for a little longer than the others, but none of these relationships are eternal. But now that I am going back to your abode, so please allow me to go. What's the point in being stuck in this material nature when I got this opportunity? And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu let him go. So this is how Sivas Thakur displayed his intense attachment to the holy name. So that's the gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we simply have to develop our love for the holy name. This love for the holy name is actually synonymous to our love for Krishna. It is not that we love Krishna but didn't develop the taste for the holy name. The real taste is the indication of our love for Krishna. And that is the choice, that is the test that we have to face. What is our attachment to the holy name? And this will be, this will indicate our attachment to Krishna. Radha, not only Krishna, Radha Krishna. This holy name is actually, Hare Krishna Mahamantra is actually Radha Krishna. This Hare, we notice in this Mahamantra, this Hare, out of these 16 names, 8 times it is Hare. So who is predominant here in the holy name? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Hare Krishna, Ram. So how many times Hare? 8 times. How many times Krishna? 4 times. How many times Ram? 4 times. So it is doubly important. So who is the doubly important personality? Srimati Radharani. And of course, Rama is also Krishna, but it's another aspect. But Hare is constant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So it actually means Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. So it's Krishna and Radha Rani together. And Dhame Shadup Sphuribe Nayone Hoibo Radharo Dashi. That is our business. Although we say Jibir Swarup Hai Krishna Das, but we are special Jivas category. We are not Krishna Das, we are actually specially Radha Das, Radha Dasi. And that is our identity. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that, that when he is indicating when I achieve my perfection, when will I achieve my perfection? When I will see the dham, the holy dham of the Lord as not different from the spiritual sky. And at that time I'll become a maid servant of Srimati Radharani. Hoibo Radharo Dashi. When I'll become the maid servant of Srimati Radharani. So our business is to become Radharani's servant. In this respect, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that those who are the devotees of Vishnu, they are known as Vaishnavas. Those who are devotees of Krishna, they are known as Karshnas. And those who are devotees of Srimati Radharani, they are called Gauriyas. So we are Gauriyas. That is, we are Srimati Radharani's maid servant. And that is what is happening. When you are following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are actually following Radharani. We are not so much following Krishna, because Krishna here is not as Krishna. He assumed the mood of Srimati Radharani. So we are following. By following him, we are actually following Srimati Radharani.
So we are so fortunate that somehow or other we became connected to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Somehow or other we came in contact with Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Somehow or other we took birth at a time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes, gave his teachings, then Prabhupada came, distributed that teachings, and here we are. Received this inconceivable good fortune. Can you imagine if we were born before Srila Prabhupada came? What would have happened? Would we be here? What we would miss out? We don't know what we'd miss out. What if we came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came? What would have happened if we came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Even though Krishna performed his pastimes, we would not receive this Krishna prema. Sometimes people ask that in Satya Yuga people are so pious. So we can consider what would have happened if we were born in Satya Yuga. We wouldn't get this. Probably we could achieve some sort of success. We'd have been probably very, very exalted personalities. But we would miss out this mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. When people ask why people in Satya Yuga, they are so qualified, why they didn't get this? In Kali Yuga we are so fallen and we are getting it. So not only Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga also, they were so advanced, so qualified. Even in Dwapar Yuga they are so qualified, much more qualified than we are. But how come in those three yugas they didn't get it and we got it? Although we are in the age of Kali and in a very, very degraded situation. In response to that, I say, just consider, the father has four sons. The eldest son is very successful. He is a billionaire. Very competent, very famous. The second son also is quite successful, but not as successful as the first one. And the third son is still in college, studying. And the fourth son is the youngest one, he's a little boy. And now out of these four persons, four sons, who the father will be most concerned about? The most successful son, father doesn't care for him. He knows that, well, he can take care of himself. The second one, when he gets into some sort of difficulties, the father goes and sends him some help. The third one, who is still in the university, the father is sponsoring his studies. And the youngest son, the father is completely concerned about him. And not only that, when the son becomes sick, what does the father do? Sits by his bed at night, stays up the whole night. And when he starts to cry, he picks him up on his lap and comforts him. So we are those youngest son of the father, and on top of that we are terribly sick. And that's why the father's mercy has come down to pick us up. So that is our good fortune. The father's mercy has come down. Father is staying up through the night, awake throughout the whole night just to take care of us, because we are not only totally incapable, but we are sick. So that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy.
Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki Gaur Premanande Hari.
Okay, some questions. Rohit from Kolkata. Hare Krishna Maharaj, what is the difference between appearing of Krishna as his deity form and his original form in the mind? Maharaj, when Krishna reveals himself. So the question is, what is the difference between Krishna's deity form and his form in the mind? Both are actually the deities. Krishna's deity, Krishna manifests himself in deity in 8 different ways. They are shaili, made of stone, leppa, made of clay, and in this way it goes, wood, then made of jewels, manimayi, monomayi, made of mind stuff. Mind is a substance. So Krishna's form in the mind is actually the deity of Krishna made of mind stuff. Bengali question from who wrote this one? Pramathesh Das. Okay. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pitar Pindo Goyadhame dite giyechilen. Amar moto onek bhokto ache jader pitamata bhokto noy. Tahole onara mara gele onader dehabosesh kothay bisorjon debo ebong pindo kothay debo kripa kore bolben. Amar acha. So he is asking, when like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his father, he went to Gaya to perform his Shraddh ceremony. Now, there are many devotees like myself whose parents are not devotees. But when they die, what should we do and where should we offer their ashes, remains of their body? These are two things. Like one is Shraddha and the other is offering the ashes. So offering the ashes is preferably offered to some holy river. But Shraddha ceremony is performed. So if possible, perform your Shraddha ceremony, father Shraddha ceremony in Gaya. Generally, the Shraddha ceremony takes place, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishyas and Sudras in a certain way. The Brahmana's Shraddha takes place after 12 days. The Kshatriya and Vaishya Shraddha ceremony takes place after 21 days. And Sudras takes place after 30 days, after 1 month. But the Vaishnava Shraddha ceremony takes place after 3 days. Why? Because the more attached one is materially, longer it takes him to become free from his material bondage. Brahmanas, less attached, 13 days. Vaishya, Kshatriya and Vaishyas, little more attached, 21 days. Sudras, most attached, 1 month. But Vaishnavas, very little attachment, if at all, 3 days. In most cases, Vaishnavas just takta dehang punarjanma naiti mameti shvarjana. When one becomes a devotee of the Lord, Right after leaving his body, he goes back to the spiritual sky or to his next destination. He doesn't have to hover around with his subtle body or ghost body. Pusavirachya, Kartik Agarwal, his Kartik's parents are here. No, they left here. Yeah? Huh? They are here, okay. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. Yesterday you told us that we should avoid offenses in chanting the holy name to receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Today also you taught us that the taste of our love for Krishna is that how much taste and love we have for the holy name. What steps we can take in day-to-day life to come to this goal? Very good question, Kartik. So, the taste actually, or the step to that, is attentive chanting. It is through chanting that we will develop our attachment to the holy name. But we should take care that this chanting is attentive and offenseless. Because inattentive chanting also is an offense. And on top of that, we should be very careful not to commit any offense. And then by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the rest will happen. We should not worry about when we will get Krishna prema. Rather, we should be confident. Someday, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give it. He'll give it. If we are following the process, He'll give it. In this respect, there is a consideration. Does the son of a very rich man inherit his father's wealth right after his birth or when he is young? When does he inherit his father's wealth? He inherited it just by being born as the father, but when he practically gets it, when does he get it? When he grows up. When he is young, he won't get the wealth, although he has inherited it. So we have to consider in the similar note that we have inherited it. And in course of time, when we grow up, it will come to us. And just as the rich man's son, don't worry about anything because he knows that his rich father will take care of him in all respects. Similarly, we should also consider that our supremely rich father is already taking care of us. We don't have to worry about anything. All we have to do is just be engaged in chanting and dancing and associating, feasting and fasting. And the rest will happen in course of time. And the question is, are we enjoying our involvement now? Are you enjoying your involvement in ISKCON? No one. Raise your hand. Okay, so here's the answer. So if you're enjoying, then do you consider, when will I enjoy? When you're already enjoying, do you consider when I will get it? No, we already got it. We already got it. So this is our situation. Thank you, Kartik. So I hope you got the answer. This question is from Shyamangi Radhika from Pune. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. Original Krishna comes only once in a day of Lord Brahma, and only then does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come. What happens in the other Kali Yugas when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not come? Who comes then? Very good question, Shyamangi. In other Kali Yuga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead doesn't come. His Yugavatar comes, his avatar, his incarnation comes. And by coming here, he establishes a Yuga Dharma. And that Yuga Dharma takes them to Vaikuntha. In other Kali Yugas, they don't get a chance to go to Vrindavan. Only in this Kali Yuga, when Krishna comes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, one gets the opportunity to go to Vrindavan. Janava Devi Dasi, where is she? Okay, he wrote, shy to ask the question, Janava? Okay. Dear Guru Maharaj, I have a question. You actually have two questions. You explained that the Sankirtan movement means chanting both japa and performing congregational chanting. Please, can you explain how Sankirtan, as using everything in Krishna's service, is also part of this process? Very good question. The word Sankirtan is a combination of two words. Samyak Kirtan. This word Samyak actually means total, complete. Complete Kirtan. And this complete Kirtan or Sankirtan has two connotations. One is Bahubhir Militva Jat Kirtanam. When many people get together and chant the glory of the Lord in music, then that is Sankirtan. And the other consideration of Sankirtan is when everything is used in glorifying the Lord, when everything is used in glorifying the Lord, that is Sankirtan. That is actually the bigger concept of Sankirtan. For example, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur considered the printing press to be Brihat Mridanga, big Mridanga. In Sankirtan you need Mridanga. Now here is not only a Mridanga, Brihat Mridanga. Why? Because this is Brihat Kirtan, not just singing. Because when you sing, some people can hear. But when you print books and give out the books, how many people can hear? Many, many, that sound goes farther away. So that is why that is Brihat Kirtan. And even Subrihat Kirtan, even bigger than Brihat Kirtan, is what Srila Prabhupada is doing. Engaging everybody to use everything in glorifying. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was using the books. Srila Prabhupada used the books and other things also. And especially nowadays, internet is a big way of communication. And we have to start that Brihat Kirtan soon. Preaching through internet, propagating Krishna consciousness through internet. Or even making movies. With that understanding, I actually embarked on Abhacharan project. That Prabhupada's Lilamrita was there, but not many people were reading Lilamrita, I noticed. Movies everybody want to watch. When we are showing it in Doordarshan, our viewership was 4 million when it started. But then after 6 months, you know what viewership went to? 22 million. So this is the potency of this advanced media. Then next question from Janava, Mother Jashoda from Vrindavan asked, when Krishna and Balaram delivered the son of their guru, was this son another son of Sandipani Muni, not Madhumangal?
Yes, that was another son. Because Madhumangal was already there with Krishna in Vrindavan.
Purnamasi, the mother of Sandipani Muni, went to Vrindavan before, when Krishna was about to appear. And he took Madhumangal and Nandimukhi, the son and daughter of Sandipani Muni, with her. Okay, yes, Jayant. Whether it is atyahar, over endeavor, as long as it's not over endeavor, it's all right. Endeavor is all right, but not over endeavor. Endeavor we always have to make for anything, and so we should make, we should take two things into consideration: that what we are doing is eventually for Krishna. For Krishna consciousness, for propagating Krishna consciousness, and that it is not too stressful. You see, when it becomes too stressful, when the purpose actually becomes something other than pleasing Krishna, our own aggrandizement. Because Krishna will see, Krishna will simply take note of our sincere endeavor. That's about all that Krishna will take care of. Yes?
Maharaj, I want to ask about what is the effect that watching Abhishek has on
the effect is that you are seeing the Lord is being served by His devotees with so much love and attention, care. He is being bathed. So this is an indication of the devotion. And by seeing their devotion, you also develop your devotion. What happened to you when you watched? In Mayapur. Yeah, right. True. Even you came. Thank you. Thank you. Very good. And did you feel any spiritual enlightenment? Did you feel spiritually enlightened? Moved, yeah, right. Yeah, I have seen people crying. Okay, so I'll stop now. So, thank you all very much. Thank you for coming. Thank you for participating in this Gaur Purnima festival. How did you like it? And did you have any difficulty? Accommodation was all right? Was the fasting all right? And I hope the feast will be all right also. So today the prasad will be at 1 o'clock, and those who came from other places, please come back again, and those who are from Ujjain, please keep coming every day. I heard many of you come only when I come, so that you should actually come for Krishna.
to have the darshan of Radha Madan Mohan. And those who are staying at home, please make it a point to chant your rounds very nicely. Nicely means very attentively. When you are chanting here, and try to chant in the morning hours, and try to get up early. And the way to get up early is going to bed early. So make it a point to go to bed early. And try to avoid eating heavy prasad at night. Don't eat too heavy prasad at night. Don't have late night dinner. Have dinner, make it, it'll be nice if you can have your dinner before sunset. Then there's plenty of time to digest your food. And you'll get a good sleep. Have your dinner early, go to bed early, get up early, and you'll have a wonderful day. And you'll have a real good morning. Thank you.